Okay, legend. You've been on the drops. You had incredible experience the past couple of years. You were the original complainer. Now you're happy. What is happening to you?
Have you ever seen that show, Long Island Medium?
No.
It's a show about this woman who lives in Long Island. She speaks with the dead all the time. So anyone around her can use her as a medium. It's a show on CBS or something, TNT. I was tripping out when I saw that because she goes right up to people, strangers on the street, and says, hey, I'm a medium. I understand that your father passed away 2 years ago in a car accident, and the people look all astonished. And, you know, when you first watch it for the first 10 minutes, you think, oh, this is contrived. This is a put-on. But the more you watch it, the more you realize it's not. So this show's been going on for a while, and she, you know, kind of bridges that gap between the other side or to this side, and you know, it helps people get over some of their grieving or some issues, you know, if their parents had passed or their loved ones that they weren't able to say the right goodbyes or there's some issue that's still there. She usually does a 5 or 10 minute episode for each guest that they show on the show. So I thought that was unique. But what's weird is my brother comes over the other day about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, I don't get a lot of time with him. He's got a family of four and he comes by my house. He spends the night because he's fighting with his wife. And so I'm like, all right, what's going on? So we're starting to have a couple of drinks. And he confides in me. He goes, I've been hearing Mom's voice in my head. I go, what do you mean you've been hearing Mom's voice? He goes, yeah, I think I'm going crazy. But this has been going on since my grandmother died. So this has been going on for like 10 years. I go, well, that's a spiritual gift. That's something that, you know, you can't resist. And so he goes on to tell me that, yeah, you know, she's talking to me now. So I'm like, well, what did she say? So we went on and had this dialogue for like an hour or two. And coming to find out, my mom's coming through him, so he's got this medium gift. So then a week ago, I go back over to his house with my kids and his kids. So he's got 4 kids. The 3 of his kids are there. I have 3 kids. 2 of my kids are there. So there was 7 of us there. And we asked my mom everything you could think of for 5 straight hours, and she answered every question. So I asked her a bunch of things that Ian had said, and she confirmed most of it. So I said, well, what is Ion? And she goes, Information Highway. That was your explanation of Ion.
That's a good phrase. That's the virtual part. That's the internet. Remember, he said Chip Lansky. Information Highway is a very good term.
I was surprised too by that. So I asked her if Michael Jackson was faked his death. She said, no, she's up there. And then she described the guff just as Ion described it. But she said also people that died that they have to transition to the guff. A lot of people stay here because another friend of mine named Bruce Nelson died about 2 or 3 years ago. And I asked him, where's Bruce Nelson? She says, oh, he's still here. Because I'd asked Ion that same thing when I had one of his sessions where my friend was. He goes, oh, he's still here. I go, what do you mean he's still here? We go, so he hasn't decided to leave yet. So a lot of spirits or souls, they stay here. Then most transition to the guff. And then my mom did confirm that you do kind of cycle back through. You go to the guff and then you come back, but then when you come back, you don't remember your previous life.
Remember, your brother is talking to your mother's residue.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't think it is, because she's formulated her own thoughts, and the answers that were coming from my brother were more relative than what she was when she was here. So she never thought that way when she was here. And then the topics that we covered were more in-depth. Oh, and another thing is, I think you mentioned this one time, that if you're like on the other side, you can do what you want, and you can kind of become a bird or an animal, or you can do this, you can do that. And she was a squirrel one day right outside my window, and that was confirmed by me and another friend of mine. And then she was a hummingbird one day when my daughter was going to school. She followed her all the way through to her classroom one day, and so she had confirmed that as well. So it was quite an interesting five-hour session we had.
Did you record it?
No, but I'm trying to get to record. I'm talking to my brother. I'm all excited about doing more sessions, but he's a little gun-shy. I don't think, you know, because he's not into the Ion thing. And I was just bombarding her with question after question of different issues that Ion has covered. And
when he does it, is he unconscious?
No. Oh, so then I asked my mom, well, how come he's got the spiritual gift and I don't, or anybody else in our family that can do this? And I said, are we in like the top 1% of the people that even actually do this? And she says, no, it's closer to like 10%. 10% of the people can do this. So I imagine that people in the medieval times and, you know, Native Americans, or, you know, before the printing press, it was a lot more prominent than it is now.
Yeah.
Here's what she said, though, that I said, well, what activated that? Is that through the pineal gland? I said, is he's going to have the antenna up to pick up your signal through the pineal gland? And she said, yes. So I said, well, what would make someone's pineal gland more active than another? And she said, well, if you dabble with LSD or acid, that'll help trigger it. And my brother used to dabble with acid when he was younger. He used to do it, I'm guessing, 10 or 15 times.
I would say that loosens up the mind, allows things to happen. So he's made himself allow this to happen to him.
Yeah, but he's not into that. I mean, he doesn't care. In fact, I think he's slightly considered it a burden. That's what he never told me.
Right. That's the indifference. You said he doesn't care. Yeah, he doesn't have a dog in the fight. It happens, but he has allowed it, and that explains his indifference. And maybe he doesn't want to do it, but he can't stop.
Well, yeah, because she's talking to him all the time.
Did you ask about the drops? RNA drops.
Oh, yeah, I did. I asked her about the drops. I said, are they good? She says, yeah. She goes, how do you feel? I said, I feel freaking great. I go, I feel 10 years younger. I go, so should I keep taking this? She goes, yeah. Then I said, do they replicate perfect cellular structures? She said, yes. You know, because my brother's fighting with his wife lately, and she's emotionally unstable at times. She's on some sort of psycho meds. I don't know what she's taking,
yeah.
But it's something. Anyway, I said, you think Angie should take that? She goes, yeah. My brother starts cracking up. My brother goes, she would never take that.
Yeah, you're saying the mother wants the wife to take RNA drops.
Yes.
And she said, yes.
Yeah, she said, I asked her, well, do you think that would stabilize her moods and, you know, get her off the psych meds? And she said, yes. And then my brother started cracking up. And I tried to tell my brother about this stuff about a year ago.
His personality doesn't accept that.
Well, no, he wasn't against it. He just wasn't, never heard of it.
He's saying this information and conscious of it and can laugh at it as it's being said.
Yeah, it comes right through. My uncle came through, and then my cousin who just passed last year came through. He asked George Washington something. He had asked him a question out of the blue.
Who asked? Your uncle?
My brother. He asked him. He just thought of George Washington.
So your brother's got these voices, and he can ask the voices himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, he's got full access to the guff. He asked George Washington I forgot what he said. He asked him, but then George Washington responded and said, I wore a white hat. And then we looked it up on Wikipedia. It says George Washington wore a white hat when he was a fireman or conducting business in his general day-to-day life. He always wore a white hat. So anybody that can open that up or become a medium or have access to the guff can pretty much access anybody that's there. But my mother did say that there was levels of heaven. I think there were 7 levels of heaven, but I think she said there was more.
What would be interesting would be to throw some scientific talk at her, go into chromosome 14 or make it as complex as possible to see how she responds to scientific memes.
Yeah, I did ask her that. I said, I thought the drops were going to be able to activate your spiritual gifts. She said, no, but it would help. So she did have an opinion on that.
If she would be able to discuss, like Ian can, the details of chromosome 14 and the split of the mitochondria and this and that, that would be interesting. Get her to see if she can talk on that level.
I think I will. But at the time, this was a first-time family kind of get-together for us that was impromptu, and it just all kind of happened. And my brother is slightly apprehensive about it, I think, but that may not be the right word, but...
I think it would be great to have a voice in your head all the time. I think that would be irritating.
No, he's not irritating to him, but I mean, I don't think she's on him all day, nagging on him or anything. But, oh, here's what else she said. She said that she was an angel.
And cancel that. Okay, we're hanging up.
She said she can come and go. She can come here to this plane, and then she can go to the guff, and she can go to heaven, and she has that access to those realms.
Well, maybe if we have anything, we could be an angel.
She explained it as... She was able to attain that level because of her works on Earth, so to speak. Other people that go to the guff don't have the same access to the other realms that she has.
We know from your private sessions she was the least candidate for this world, and I on them when she was alive. You know, I know what she was like from what you reported. She's the most unlikely person to become what she has become.
No, I wouldn't say that. Why would you explain it like that?
Well, she was very indifferent to the ion stuff. Didn't like it. I think she was quite a fundamentalist. She was a fundamentalist Christian.
Oh, yeah, she was. But we didn't have any in-depth discussions about it being good or bad or one way or the other. She never pushed against it or pushed for it. She believed in her, you know. But she was never part of any one religious. She would go to various different churches.
She was religious-oriented in the traditional sense, very involved in it.
She never got tied into one dogma.
I just remember you had difficulty maybe telling her about Ion or something, or were you reluctant to?
No, she was sick the last 3 or 4 years of her
life. Right.
She had arthritis and some other ailments that bothered her. And I was trying to get Ion for some of my personal sessions, the drops, because you kept saying that these products were coming out. And then, I thought Ion, with his access, that he'd be able to tell me.
He would have, but she died before the drops came.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying through my sessions, I thought I'd be able to save her and or heal her or treat her
right.
or something. So he explained it like she was so heavenly bound that she was so perfectly good, so it was her choice.
That can make you a different person, having that being in your family. That would make you different.
She was able to tell me who was in the guff and who wasn't. She said, Elvis is up there. Michael Jackson is up there. He said he didn't fake his death. So I don't know if he has a doppelganger. Oh, she did say that we do have doppelgangers. Yeah. She had those parallel worlds.
What did she disagree with Ion on? On Michael Jackson, Elvis, any other points?
I had suggested that through chromosome 14 that your spiritual gifts would be eventually activated, but she said that the drops would help that, but not necessarily activate those gifts.
But that could be the choice factor. The person's choice is the ultimate determinant.
Perhaps. She said there's a hell.
I would say there is a hell for those that create it, so he would agree, but maybe not the way she's doing it.
And that there's a Lucifer, a fallen angel. And my brother and one of his friends, when they were on acid back in the late 80s, early 90s, they were at a concert in Irvine, Southern California, and they both were sitting right next to Lucifer in the upper decks of the Bren Center where the concert
But Lucifer is not a problem. Ion says, yes, there's Lucifer, and Lucifer is not a bad guy.
But, according to my mom, he cultivates souls. And my son asked her if Hitler was in hell, and she said, yeah.
If someone talks like that, it's boring. Because everybody, all the mediums have done that. So this is a limited mediumship. I give this a C. There's their own subjectivity or something going on in there. It's not liberating like Ion. You got to start asking her about McLuhan.
Yeah, but do you really believe that Michael Jackson faked his death and is living in India?
I don't know. I have not personally checked it out, but...
I'd validate her opinion over yours.
I'm going by Ion, and Ion's proving pretty accurate in many things.
But the way she described the information highway, she made it sound like more like Ion's a media source. Like, so what I'm getting from Ion...
But look. Forget that. We got the drops. We trump everybody with the fact that Ion made the drops and some other things in the cold fusion. That is trumps everybody. I don't see your mother helping you make cold fusion batteries.
Her thoughts were that we're not going to see it in our lifetime. There's just too many jobs tied up in energy sectors.
I can tell. That's conventional, normal, practical American thinking. You don't get that practical thinking from Ion. Ion says ridiculous things way beyond your scenario and then performs and creates it. I'm sticking with Ion, not your mother. I will not pay for a private session with your mother. I'm happy to stay with Ion.
So if I recorded a certain session, you'd probably listen to it.
Oh, I'd listen to it, yeah. This is what I'm predicting. More and more people are going to be able to do this. It's just part of the veil happening. And the thing is, they're going to get trapped in concepts and get silly with it. I mean, your mother's the hell thing. That's not useful.
Now, perhaps in your opinion at this moment, but I slightly disagree with that. I think that, like I once mentioned before, is this type of mediumship has been around for centuries, thousands of years.
And Ion is not mediumship. Ask her that.
I didn't say he was.
As a matter of fact, she's probably accurate by saying, no, he's something different. He's information highway. I can see that's her perception of him. She just sees the media part of Ion. That's all she can see. She's seeing what's real, but there's a lot more than that.
Ion
is the guff. The very guff that she's in is empty.
No, I asked her that. I said, is Ion the guff? She said no. But I also asked her, I said, now the cloud that we interface with now that holds computerized digital data, do people in the guff have access to that? She goes, yes, some do, not all, but there are a few that do have access to the cloud through the guff from the other side. So she confirmed a lot of that.
One of the problems is, and that's what I like about Ion, is that he will undermine getting answers. You're going to get answers. And I used to get answers from mediums. And I'd think about them for years and sort of wonder if they're real or not. Yeah, like the evergreens. So you're polluting her mind with these answers. You got a new person. She's impactful enough. You're going to always consider her thoughts. And this is invading your own creativity.
If I have a chance to talk to my own mother on the other side, I'd welcome it. But this is only a one-time session.
It's good for you to get, you know, to realize it's for a validation that there's more than this life, maybe. But it could be just a recording. But you're getting all these concepts. Now, what's great about Ion is he cancels any long-range conceptual imprint. He's going to discourage you having knowing anything. She's telling you this. Oh, no, that's the way it is. That's not good. Not useful anymore. We don't need to know anything.
She hasn't contradicted anything he said yet.
She's univocal. This is a good point. This has been a theme. What's univocal? She's univocal. That's the problem here.
Meaning she speaks one language and she's stuck to that one opinion.
Yeah, one opinion, or it is opinion, or it's right or wrong, and she's talking English.
No,
yeah,
I heard her
talk about spinning his way.
Anything that contradicts what you've already described I am to be, which you can't even hardly just still describe what it is.
I can't. That's the point.
Well, I know, but I'm not saying that she has either. I'm not saying that she's described it other than two words, information highway.
She's telling you there's a hell and all this stuff, and not making it more sophisticated. She's saying,
no, there's certain
hell.
People, like you said, if you create a hell for yourself and you have that religious dogma before you die, then yeah, you could create a hell for yourself.
Right.
We already agreed on that.
So, Steve, do it again if you get the opportunity, and do more intelligent questioning. Really?
Yeah, I know. I got them all written down. I got a bunch of questions written down, and then I've been texting my brother, and he's somewhat shying away. He hasn't returned my texts in about a day or since yesterday. So I got a bunch of questions I'm going to ask her. But, yeah, concerning, you know, a little more in-depth to get a little deeper. But, you know, she did describe that there's different realms and, you know, on the other side, too, and different layers and different levels. And it's a little more complicated than, you know, just the guff, and that's it.
Ask her about how Nostradamus predicts Ion and Carolyn.
He's a riff writer. She said I was a riff writer.
She accepts the rift?
Yeah, she accepts that term, yeah.
Good.
Because remember that one time I had that session with Ion and I told you that I saw the townhomes I was going to live in like 25 years before they even built?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of like a process of riff writing. So, like, that's what Nostradamus would do. He would kind of set sail on the riff and kind of look and kind of dip in and take a peek and then come, and then he'd be able to see how it was going to be in the future, and then it'd be somewhat accurate.
Just remember, there's something unique in the wide-open collapsing of everything that Ion does. And if she can't provide that, then it's the old-fashioned stuff. It's just mere univocal mediumship. You know, room for improvement. Yet, I don't put it down. I hope you have some improvement there. Ask if she wants a session with Ion.
How would we do that?
Your brother would just let the mother ask the questions of Ion. That'd be great.
The way I understand it is that once you're in the guff or have access to the guff, everyone's all in one or one in all. You kind of
you know everything.
Yeah, so she already knows all that. So I don't
know.
I mean,
no, that's the thing. We'd find out what the guff would have to say to her. We wouldn't know what would happen, but I guarantee Ion would.
Yeah, we wouldn't know
original. Exactly.
Yeah, that was the original.
And who knows what Ion would say or what would happen. Ion might even refuse to do it, or he might do a silent engagement. That is something I would do. When Ion becomes available, I will offer you that. I'll give you a free session for that if you bring your brother and mother into it.
I'd have to talk my brother into it, which I think I could, but I'm going to check with my mom to see if she'd feel that was, I wouldn't have an opinion one way or the other if she would adhere to that.
But information highway is another word for virtual reality. Ion does say it's virtual reality. That's included here. So that's a very original definition of Ion. We give her an A for that. She gets good marks for that.
I'll give you one.
Who would have thought you fucking contribute to Iondom? It's incredible.
Oh, fuck you. I was one of the first listeners all time. And I was part of the rewrite group. And I listened to Revelation. So she did agree that Ion was right on with Revelation. And Revelation is a slight contradiction from the religious upbringing that she had. She confirmed that the medical industry is a farce and that it's all big business and the energy sectors are big business, and they manipulate the books, and all the money's in Maybank, and the Catholic Church is broke, and she confirmed all that, and she confirmed
good, yeah, the Catholic, the Ion says the Catholic Church is broken, but she says all the money's in Maybank.
Yeah, she confirmed
good.
That.
You should ask her which country would have cold fusion first.
I kind of asked her that, and that her opinion was that we really weren't going to get to it in our lifetime, or maybe in the U.S., like Bob has mentioned that it is not feasible to bring it to the U.S. because of all the jobs that are related to the energy sector. So it's probably going to be proliferated somewhere else before and yeah. maybe a while. But she said, you know, it was water, you know, basically you're fracturing the water molecule, cold play. So she said it was available. I meant to ask her if it was being used in other parallel worlds at this time. But we didn't get into that too deep. So those are some other questions I'm going to ask her. But she virtually agreed with most of what Aya's already disclosed.
Most psychics have. Most people with these gifts find Ion not a problem.
But she was a big advocate of the medical industry because her mother was a registered nurse, and she was in and out of hospitals, and she thought that there was some saving grace in, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, and she thought it was a benefit to have some drugs to help people, you know, get through their pain or whatever. So to have her reverse that, Stan, it would lead me to think that being on the other side is a little more in-depth than you think.
Yeah.
When you were talking to your mom through your brother, she basically confirmed the things about RNA drops and what they can do, right?
Yes, she did.
Did it encourage your brother in any way to start taking them or ask about them?
I was slightly surprised that he didn't pursue that, but we were bombarding her simultaneously with so many questions from seven of us that we, you know, kept going on from one topic to the other. So that topic kind of went slightly unnoticed by most, but I made an effort to point that out and told my brother he should get on him. I gave him a small sample of it about a year ago, but he just kind of looked it over. He's not for it or against it. It just didn't really strike his interest, but I'm going to try to get him, start taking him.
You said it was seven of you, so it was you, your brother, asking her questions and, like, other people, too?
My brother wasn't asking them, but my daughter and my son and then his three sons. So we were just sitting around John. You know, whatever came to our mind, we'd ask him. He'd answer it.
And your brother didn't have any questions, no curiosity about anything whatsoever?
You know, like J.W., when he goes into that mode that he's in, when Ion comes to him, he says it's kind of like having an orgasm. So my brother was just sitting there and repeating everything that she was saying. He verbally repeated what she said, but he didn't pursue any topics that far. Because he's been talking to her for quite a while now.
It's kind of interesting that these type of things happen for people who don't want them, like your brother doesn't want that gift, and meanwhile you want it. You would appreciate something like that, but he's like, no.
Well, I think he's a little hesitant to confirm that that's really happening, because, you know, as a family, we didn't go to church. Well, my mom went to church, but me and him and my dad, we didn't really go to church and get into that spiritual side of things, and we didn't sit around and have sessions. So we never talked about any of that kind of thing, the mystery landscape or the spiritual world. So he's not opposed to it or for it. But now my mom said the reason why, because I asked her specifically, why is he picking up your frequency? And he said, because I said, is it through the pineal gland? And she said, yeah, but it's because he had taken LSD when he was younger. And then for whatever reason, when my grandmother passed, that's when my brother said he started hearing voices from my grandma. And then when my mom died, he was able to talk to her, too. So he could talk to other people, too. My dad's friend passed away a year, Dick Santo, a year or two ago. And he talks to him. He talks to his other friend's mom. Talked to my uncle who passed away and my cousin who passed away as well. During that session, he talked to him. They just butted in and said hi is what he said. But he'd already talked to Gary, my cousin, before that. My mom described it as being activated by LSD and the passing of my grandmother, who was psychic as well. So she was able to somehow trigger that. I'm not sure exactly how.
So you're pretty skilled in asking questions to ask questions of your brother.
Yeah, that she confirmed that there's three Jesuses, like he came back three times. You know, I asked her if we're going to be able to have everlasting life. My understanding is through Jesus, if he describes everlasting life as being in the physical, as Ion describes it, but her opinion, she says that, no, your body will perish. I asked her if there's anybody on Earth right now living 200, 300, 400, 500 years. She said no. She made it seem like the ascension process was more through a cycling, like the infinity sign, or like the wire wisp that Ion describes. So when you die, you go to the cuff and you come back, you forget your previous life. Then you go back to the guff when you die, then you come back. So the whole cycling process, you eventually move closer and closer to ascension. But according to Ion, you marry that non-physical with the physical, activate your chromosome 14, activate your spiritual gifts, you can live forever in the physical. So there's a contradiction of thoughts there.
Remember, Steve, that Ion adjusts his answers to who he's talking to. If you have certain assumptions about this and that, reincarnation, he's going to say some things different about reincarnation to you to get rid of your rules. That's the agenda here, is to get rid of your habits and assumptions in your mind that are blocking you and you don't even know it, even your most sacred assumptions. So I think Ion doesn't have a statement about anything other than going through the process in ratio to what Ion perceives you require massaging.
It was funny the way I asked my mom about the drops. I said something like, should I keep taking the drops to see what her reaction would be? And she goes, well, how do you feel?
Okay, here's Ion imitating Steve, a Steve session. I said, Steve laughed at whatever I was saying, and then Ion says it wasn't funny. So
it's not funny?
What we're saying is not funny.
He was just laughing at the fact you could come up with answers he didn't expect. It was the element of surprise he was probably enjoying.
Well, it wasn't surprise. It was confirmation. The confirmation is what's funny, because you're like, holy shit, you mean this is that obvious? Yes. And it's just like, ah, how fucked up is that? You mean if I leave my daughter alone and stop poking her in the eye, she'll quit complaining that I'm poking her in the eye?
Okay, so
you mean my wife is really in charge and it's not me, but I'm the master of my universe? You mean I'll feel better if I drink 2 cases of beer? You mean if I change the way I have this power over my reality, 60 pounds will fall off of me? You mean I can have 20 pounds of ground round and it'll make me feel better? You mean to tell me that my mother, who's been bitching about her world and her reality, that she's dying of hypochondria, finds herself in a disconnected state where she can't function anymore? You mean that was really the fastest path to her joy? She's only been doing it for 40 years, and now she got herself where she wanted to be, and what are we supposed to do about it?
This is great. This is what you're
doing. She would have slit her throat if her butcher knife had been sharp for, but we couldn't sharpen her butcher knife because she didn't feel like it. Her hypochondria was kicking in that day.
This is one of your best reds.
Well, but you can't use that because it's...
I'm going to use it. No, this is a great one. You didn't say who it is, but it could be anybody. It is great. Oh, this is going out. This is going on the website as soon as Jim will do it.
Well, we
don't know who... It's no talking about who it is.
Yeah, I know, but you got it. It's too pokey.
No, it's, well, yeah, maybe, I mean, that is actually what was going on. But that's
it kind of was.
Oh, this goes into, this is rated NP.
okay. Well, and see, that's all great fun. That's all great fun. And the point of it is that you come back to the place to where you think about it for 1 second and you go, wow. This power that non-physical's sharing with me is not non-physical power. It's my power.
That was Ion imitating Steve and about his mother, who now we're hearing through his brother, John.